KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, windy, and 37 degrees in Atlantic. Our winds are out of the northwest at around 25 miles per hour. We do look for a chance of continued light rain or snow today. Temperatures will be nearly steady in the 30s, with winds northwest at 20 to 35 miles per hour, gusting at times to near 40. We don't look for much in the line of snow accumulation today, but that'll change tonight. Also, there is a wind advisory in effect until 6 p.m. for the entire listening area, and a blizzard warning will be in effect from 12 a.m. Friday until 6 p.m. on Friday for the entire listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening approved the resignations of Mike McDermott, head high school football coach, school-to-work coordinator Joanne Runyon, and Achievement Center custodian Lindsay Williams.
We're done becoming a counselor, and I think she's at that point where she needs to pursue that dream. So we want to thank her for all the efforts that she's put in for the last 9 or 10 years. And then Joanne Runyon, who's instrumental in getting our mock trial interviews organized every year, instrumental in trying to get the career fair going. Really want to thank Joanne for all she's did for the school work, and she's also our scorekeeper for the basketball team and a lot of other things.
Barbara and the board thanked all those individuals for their hard work and determination. They also approved contract recommendations for Laura Jewell, preschool paraeducator, Adam Smith, middle school wrestling coach, Tracy Perkopile as a car driver, and Avery Anderson as part-time bus driver. And the Atlantic School Board voted to continue the current mask mandate until March the 10th, taking into consideration the likelihood that school staff will have received either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines by then.
When we did put this in place, we did have a spike in our Cass County. I think we were over 20% at that particular time. Today, we were at 12.6%. Our quarantine numbers were another reason why we're a little concerned about that and about that time in November, the fact that two people closer to 6 feet together had masks on would not require the close contact to be quarantined. So we've seen that, I think we had 14 students that are in quarantine as of today. So those numbers have went down.
The mask mandate was first implemented October 23rd and renewed three times thereafter for about 30 days each. Superintendent Barber had recommended the policy be in place until the end of the school year. The policy states face coverings will be required when social distancing is not possible. And on a related note, the Atlantic School Board approved Superintendent Barber's recommendation with regard to emergency sick leave for COVID-19. And they approved his recommendation to change the current school calendar to have a professional development day on February 22nd instead of a regular school day. But that must be approved by a public hearing, first of all, which will be held on February 10th. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa says a Western Iowa man was sentenced to federal prison for failing to register as a sex offender in two states. 44-year-old Tyrone Haskell Tyndall of Onawa was sentenced to slightly more than 2 years behind bars after admitting he failed to register with the Monona County Sheriff's Office. He'd been convicted in 2004 of sexually abusing a child in Nebraska. Tyndall also admitted failing to register in Nebraska, where he had lived from 2018 to 2019. And he had violated his sex offender registry requirements from July of 2018 to August of 2019, in fact, even though he lived in both states. Tyndall was sentenced in Sioux City by U.S. District Court Judge Leonard Strand. That is. He was sentenced to 27 months in prison and must serve a 5-year term of supervised release after the prison term. There is no parole in the federal system. Tyndall was being held in the U.S. Marshal's custody until he can be transported to a federal prison. And in an update to our story yesterday morning at the same time, Council Bluffs Police said later in the day on Wednesday that two men were arrested following an investigation into a shooting that occurred Tuesday evening. The incident happened around 6 p.m. at 1221 North 31st Street. The victim, 32-year-old Jeffrey Enders, was found on the ground shot with a gunshot wound to the head, that is. Medics arrived and began treatment, and they transported Enders to a hospital. His injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. Deputies were able to gather information on suspects and arrested 22-year-old Gage Egham from Omaha and 28-year-old Cody Chapin from Council Bluffs. They were charged with attempted murder and going armed with intent. Eggams and Chapin were transported to the Pot County Jail. The incident remained under investigation. You know, our funeral announcements, Robin Henningsen, age 57, of Walnut, died Friday in Omaha. A private family memorial service for Robin Henningsen will be held at the Peace United Church of Christ. The service may be viewed on the Reconvene Funeral Home page today beginning at 10:30. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Jerry Rosenbeck, age 76, of Exira, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Jerry Rosenbeck will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbolton. Wearing masks and hand sanitizers will be required and observed during the visitation and the service. Donabel John, age 99, of Harlan, died Sunday in Harlan. Private family funeral services for Donabel John will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Wiley Dewan Bussey, age 81, of Oakland, died Tuesday at his home east of Oakland. A memorial services for Wiley Bussey will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Masks will be required and social distancing encouraged. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has the arrangements. Dorothy Grogan, age 72, of Audubon, died November 26th. Celebration of life services for Dorothy Grogan will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Neoma Vanderheiden, age 90, of Harlan, died December 31st. A mass of Christian burial for Neoma Vanderheiden will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Elamar Sudman, age 85, of Walnut, died Saturday. Graveside services for Elamar Sudman will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery in Trainer. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Thomas Rogers, age 88, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Griswold, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Thomas Rogers will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Mary Elizabeth Nichols, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Mary Nichols will be Monday at 11 a.m. at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.